Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey guys, when's the last time you upgraded your home Wi-Fi? Turn on your Wi-Fi and turn it up a notch with Netgear's new line of Nighthawk Wi-Fi 6 routers. Whether you're gaming online or watching Netflix in 4K, it's like giving your data the VIP treatment. You'll enjoy buffer-free streaming and zero lag no matter how many devices are connected to your network. Upgrade your router at netgear.com/Wi-Fi 6. Make your Wi-Fi feel young again.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. Take two. That won't make sense to anybody who's listening after the fact. But hi, welcome back, everybody. It's episode 560 of this podcast. And I'm joined today by Terpster, all the way from lovely Bristol, England. Welcome.
Oh. It's so sunny today.
Is it?
I don't know. I've not been outside. But it probably is.
Why don't you go out? You should go outside more. Go outside.
I know I should. But, you know, WoW Classic.
Yeah.
You know, it's, How deep are you?
It's in there.
Wow. It's like someone said, hey, man, do you remember the cocaine they had like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
That was good cocaine, wasn't it? And you're like, oh, man, that was good cocaine. That was. Mm-hmm. They're like, do you want some more? And it's like, oh, no, I shouldn't really. I got a family now. I got a job.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. Here I am nonetheless.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I'm enjoying it. It's yeah.
Are you?
I mean, 8.2 will bring me back.
Yeah.
But 8.2 ain't here yet.
Yeah, 8.2's not here.
Yeah. That seems to be. I wanted to get that tattooed on my inner thigh.
Yeah.
Just. Why has it been so long?
Yeah.
Why has it been so long?
It's really weird.
This week is officially the week where I go, it's been too long for 8.2.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like maybe the part of the problem is they're busy making Classic happen, you know? So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. It's different. I know
maybe.
Different people, different teams. But...
But it is the same team, I think, in terms of, like, it's a different part of the team, but it's still team two.
Yeah.
Like, Ian Hazzacostas, I believe, is still game director over WoW Classic as much as he is for World of Warcraft.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they had somebody else in charge of that stuff.
It all comes under his remit, his purveyan, pervasion.
His perversion, right, his perversion.
Yeah, exactly. but which is interesting because he said, you know, very much like, we will not make new content for Classic. Like, we will make the old content we had in an interview. Because I think Brian Birmingham was, you know, kind of probably speaking more on the company lines of, don't shoot anything down. Where it's like, oh, well, we'll see what the response is, see how people feel.
Sure.
And I got all excited. I was like, oh, my God, could we have, like, a new 40-man raid? Crazy.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah,
no,
it's not going to happen. Well,
Ian's still the boss.
Also, I should make a formal welcome here to Garrett Windsor, all the way from Florida. Garrett, good morning.
Yeah, yeah, lovely Bradenton, Florida. Phrase no one has ever said.
No, ever in their lives. Hey, what's great, though, is that...
What's the weather like in Florida?
Sticky.
Hot. Imagine what it would be like to be really like maybe nestled in like a dragon's balls. That's what it feels like to be in Florida right now.
Oh, I can't wait till we are time walking through dragon's balls. That was a great.
Constantly just wet. You walk outside and you're just instantly sweaty.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like Florida to me. The times I've been there, that's the only state I knew. State of being, I should say, was nice, hot, and muggy. But we, you know, plenty to talk about around World of Warcraft, certainly in Classic. We're going to get to all that in a second. But Garrett, I just wanted to point out that you made a comment on the show last week that ended up being an immortalized post-it note from Lance at Blizzard, Lance Blizz Gamer on Twitter. I think that's the same name he has on Instagram. But he does these post-it notes. And,
is he the coffee post-it note guy?
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Lance is rad. And
cool.
He says that this was inspired by a comment Garrett made. Oh, I was going to put this up for the chat to read. Let me do that real fast. Okay. Anyway, you were comparing classic to the idea that it's like the old way that took forever to do anything and everything was manual. So he has depicted a Alexstrasza based Alexa unit here, where you would say, "Alexstrasza, may I have?" And then, you know, this would just do the thing you want. Whereas classic, you've got to crank it. You got the it's hard because look at that cranky face. Like, he went all nuts on this. It's good. So well done, Garrett. You inspired Lance.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't go with the stick shift versus automatic transmission. He went for the easy MP3 playing versus a record player. Actually, he went straight up phonograph, which
he did. That's hardcore.
Mad respect. Mad respect.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah, do you see that? Yeah, it's pretty good. Choose your tune. That reminds me, actually, this is a good question. I noticed our friend Pat put out a tweet that had a what do you call it when you do a poll? It's a poll. It's what it's called.
Oh.
And they put out this poll, and the poll was like, what are you going to call WoW Classic? Or what do you, if you know what you're going to call WoW Classic, what are you going to call WoW Prime? And is that a word for, should that be what we call it? Or do we just call it World of Warcraft? And so when we're in a conversation saying, yeah, I've been playing WoW, does that mean that the other person should just say, oh, well, that means he's playing modern, up-to-date WoW and not this classic business? Or do we need a name to apply as a community to WoW Prime?
I guess, but at the same time, it's like, because if you say you've been playing World of Warcraft, that already feels really broad. Like, what have you been playing, though?
Yeah.
We've been raiding.
Yeah, it's like, are you raiding? Are you PvPing? Are you really into pet battles?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like already you have, you know, you would want to inquire further. You'd say, oh, World of Warcraft. I've heard of that game. That sounds interesting. What are you up to in World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
But if we want to just have, like, because the thing is like, Blizzard tried to, at one point, I think, make vanilla, they tried to push brown box. Because it shipped in a brown box in terms of a way to kind of, because they didn't like vanilla, because they were like, oh, vanilla's plain. It's, you know, no one gets excited about vanilla. And I'm like, well, man, I get very excited about vanilla. Someone says, I made pancakes. I'm like, I'm in. And they say, with a bit of vanilla on as well. I'm like, oh, oof. Like, that's dream come true right there.
Yeah.
You know, but do we want to call WoW Prime? WoW Prime to me sounds like an Amazon product.
Yeah, it does. It's like a service. Yeah. It sounds like another service on top of, you know,
like Warcraft Prime, where you can instantly get a level 120.
I mean, I've always been down with the abbreviation for whatever the current expansion is. So saying I'm playing BFA versus I'm playing Classic is fine. But man, whatever. Have a conversation. Dig a little deeper. Yeah, be humans. Yeah. Make some friends.
Sure.
Just be for a classic. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Play
Beefa.
I mean, it is a terrible one, isn't it? Battle for Azeroth.
Yeah, Beefa.
It's like, I get, it's like, it's got levels. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, because we're fighting for control of Azeroth, but we're also fighting for Azeroth. We're trying to save Azeroth from N'Zoth.
Mm.
So it's like, we're battling for, and we're battling for, and it's like, you kind of feel like, you know, put the joint down, let's take a step back, and can we call it something cooler? Or something that doesn't abbreviate to Beefa.
Right.
You know, there needs to be... But anyway, it's too late now.
That's why I like Legion.
I don't
Legion.
Know what the next one would be called.
That's why I like Legion, because Legion was like a word, and it didn't need to be shortened, and nobody said Legion.
Was great. Exactly. No one said, I'm playing WoW L.
Yeah.
Or I'm playing L.
Yeah, you're
that's
playing Legion.
They should have learned from that. Yeah. And this one should have been called, like, Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Or something. Maybe that's too long. Too many syllables, but still.
Too many syllables. And then I just think of a stupid costume Oscar Isaac. That's what I think of.
Oh, true. Of course you do. Yeah, why not?
I loved Bohemian Rhapsody. So, yeah.
I mean, it's the WoW concept album we always didn't ask for.
Yeah.
It's the one we thought we'd never
get. That's what you want. You want it to be like Dark Side of the Moon. That could be good. Dark Side of a Loon. Oh, hang on. What's she up to?
What?
Exactly.
That's in a nutshell what's been going on with the Night Elves, this expansion. It is the Dark Side
Warrior
of the Moon.
Dark Warrior of a Loon. Yeah. I am a Loon's Wrath.
I like it. I don't know. I have any idea what. Where they're going to lead for the next one, but I do wish they would learn from that one naming convention. I just think it works better. If it were me, I would say, you know, go for that again. They've only done
it
one time.
Well,
a
lot of
Warcraft Wars of the Past,
right?
Something like that.
Right.
Are you playing
like
what?
Yeah, I can see why that was maybe off the table. Sorry, Garrett, what were you saying?
I was going to say, no one said Wotlick. A lot of us just said, yeah, we're playing Lich King. You know, Wotlick. We just said Lich King.
Yeah. Or Wrath.
Yeah, Wrath.
Or Wrath, yeah.
People would say Wrath. People would say Mists instead of Mists of Pandaria.
Or Cataclysm Pandarium. Was great because we all just said Cata.
Cata, yeah, because that has too many
things. That was about the only thing that was great about Cataclysm, but you know.
Yeah.
So it looks like the limit is one, or at maximum, two syllables. Legion is where you want to be, or even a single syllable. If you had to do a single syllable expansion, what would you call it? Warcraft.
Stories. That's two syllables.
One syllable. Story.
I can't think.
One syllable. What could we do? I'm trying to think what the expansion would be. I feel like it's got to be like the Return of the Dragonflights, because the dragons are the coolest bit.
Because everything's
Warcraft
doing this right
Drake.
Now.
Drake.
And everyone thinks it's an album.
Yeah, Warcraft Drake, and you can just keep looking at them while you're trying to watch basketball, but really they just want to show Drake at the sidelines. How about that?
World of Warcraft Rise.
Rise.
Oh, Rise.
Rise isn't bad. Like that. See, but you have a font problem in the graphics department there at Blizzard knows what I'm talking about. And so will you, Garrett. Like, that's a tiny little word.
There's no amount of kerning in the world that makes that work.
No, it won't look like kerning. You could kern it to hell and back, and it would end up just looking like an acronym.
That's too many syllables.
Right.
Yeah.
Origins is three. Chat room saying Origins. That's three syllables. That's off the. We're trying to go WoW time sync. There you go.
That'd be good.
That's still two syllables.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lich. Yeah, just Lich.
Oh, Lich is cool.
Oh, that could be good.
Still Lich. A kerning problem, but Lich. That's cool. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, any one-syllable word is going to have a kerning issue.
That's true, no matter what. So we don't want to give that department any hard work to do. Instead, we're going to dive right into this. Let's talk about Classic. Now, look, part of my problem is World of Warcraft came out when I was, 33. So, Garrett, you're what? 35? 34? 30? What are you? 32.
32.
All right. 32. You are even a year younger than I was when actual Classic WoW launched. I was 31 and 2 when I was playing the Alpha and later the Beta toward that time. I think so. 32 or so. Now,
I was 17 and I didn't want to pay monthly, so I waited until I was 18 to start playing.
There you go. So you were
it's a life hack for you there.
I don't want to pay for it. Yeah, I don't want to pay for it. I'll wait till I'm 18.
I played Guild Wars. Okay. That's what I did.
All right. Guild Wars had its moments. There's nothing wrong with Guild Wars.
It was kind of a janky ass game, but sure.
It was, but I have some fond feelings for the first one. I also think the second one's all right, but anyway. The
second one's incredible.
Yeah,
the
second one's pretty good. It's a pretty good,
it's a good game.
WoW-like, which is doesn't set itself apart enough, I think, in some ways. But anyway, we don't have to get into that. Terpster, you'd have been a little younger. No, you've been a little older. You'd have been
No, I was younger. I'm 31.
31, that's right.
I'll be 32 in September. All right. So I was, what was I, 15?
15.
When I started playing, yeah.
Now, keep this in mind. When I was 15, that was the year that Back to the Future came out. Okay, so that'll just give you a little...
That's a nice perspective there. Hang on a second, Doc. What?
You mean that movie that I never saw in theaters because it was just always around by the time I had long-term memory?
Yeah, basically. It just existed in the pantheon of nerd movies that would never go away. And so my point is, I got into it late because that's when it happened. That's how old I was. That's the way it was. So being at that age, I think because I dove in, loved it, was already a giant Blizzard fan, had played everything else up until that point, including like really old stuff, Lost Vikings and Rock and Roll Racing and all that stuff. Had followed those guys ever since.
Blackthorn. I was world champion Blackthorn player.
I think what's happened is because the game inspired me to then make this podcast all those years ago in early 06 and then have pounded away on it every day since, it's like there has been this game in my life in that form or one form or another every day for all of those years. And I was I started consuming it as already an adult. And I think that makes a difference in terms of my juxtaposition with Classic. Because every time I poke my head in to mess around, it makes me want to go play something else. And I think that's a me problem. I'm going to just say that again. And I know I brought it up on the show a few times about how it's just not grabbing me. But it's just like, oh yeah, I did this in 04. And I did it a lot in 03 and had it got wiped and then had to do it again in 04.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like asking me to do it now in beta and then do it again at launch is probably a bit too much. I do plan on doing it at launch because then it's, you know, permanent. I got an account there. That's like, you know, a much less ethereal way to play the game. But I wish I was 15 or 17 when this was the thing, because I think I would look at it differently in the same way I would look at, you know, when I was 15, the rage was Super Mario Brothers. And so I have a fond feeling for that game and can pick it up and play it anytime, even though, I don't know, probably some people have the same reaction to it. Like, oh, whatever, that's old and janky. I'd rather play the new thing. I think there's a part of that that's happening with a lot of people that I know that are loving this. They're in their 30s now, but they would have been teens and all up in it when it happened. Do you guys think there's any, like, I guess what I'm trying to do is reconcile my own feelings here, but do you think that's part of my problem?
I think what you hit the nail on the head there is that it is a temporary alpha beta stress test thing. Like, genuinely, it's a very involved experience, and it's like, do you really want to do this again, again, again? It's like, no, I'll wait till it comes out and then I'll play it. Like, you've had your beta experience, you've done it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to play now. Past just, you know, it's fun. You can kind of try it out and see, like, oh yeah, I think this would be really good.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just lucky that enough people that I like and know are playing it, so I can have those social experiences now.
Right.
But I wouldn't play it now if there weren't other people to play with, that I was socially entangled with. You know, I don't think it's a game that works as an isolated experience. Current WoW is. Current WoW is built around, well, you just go out and quest. You can do everything by yourself. All the classes are pretty robust. They can all do everything you need to do.
Yeah.
Whereas Classic's very much like, oh, you want to do this thing? You need to go and find like one guy who's managed to train this thing up to this level, who can also has the reagent that only drops from this other dude over there. You know, everything feels massive and epic in any task, which then can be a bit much sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's why the current game has moved where it is.
Yeah.
But I completely agree that, you know, you don't have to be playing this game now to actually enjoy the process of playing WoW Classic when it actually comes out.
Well, what was funny about that, though, is I thought, well, all right, let's go play. I dabbled and I'm like, okay, I just cannot get in the mood here. So I'll hop over to WoW Modern WoW, regular WoW, BFA WoW, BIFA, as you call it. And, same problem. I was like, you know what? There's nothing I really feel like doing right now in here. So I went and played ESO elsewhere. That's the name of the expansion, not me playing it elsewhere. But I went and played that for a while and killed some dragons, and that was fun. So I think I might actually just be in a bit of a...
as we opened, like 8-2, like, I genuinely thought we would have had it before now.
Yeah.
And I get, like, you know, we got a raid, we got two new playable races. You know, like, stuff has been added to the game in the Gulf.
Yeah.
But holy moly, do I want something new?
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, going to Nazjatar, seeing, you know, having a new whole area to go to, new factions, new quests, new everything. I'm excited about that. As well as obviously any quality of life stuff that comes around some of the other bits.
Right. Well, you guys have been much more, I mean, like, Garrett, you've been way more Classic, you know, into it than I have, certainly. So tell me about your time.
I haven't even gotten into the damn beta yet, but I did get to play in the stress test, which I'll say, if you didn't get in Wednesday night, Scott, I do feel you missed out a little bit, because if you are of the mind where it's like, oh, I don't want to play a lot of this because it's a beta and it's impermanent, on top of your feelings, which are already kind of standoffish.
Right.
The stress test was fun, man. There's just it's so fun to see that many freaking people in these starting zones that, like, and it's layered. Like, there's a part of me, I'm like, I want layering. Like, they need it when it launches. Yeah. It would brick otherwise. Yeah. But for these stress tests, please get rid of it. I want to see even more people. I just want to see a sea of people in these freaking
starting
zones.
Did they spawn anything crazy for you?
Yeah.
No, I sadly didn't get in during the actual 2-hour window. I had to take the car to a garage and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So I got back right as they reset the realm. So I got in and just did regular experience. You know, I went and rolled the Night Elf, which because it's the first tune I ever played.
It's what you do. It's what you do when you play WoW.
Yep.
Yeah. And even then, it was full, man. It was freaking full. There were so many people running around Aldrasil, and it was so cool, man. And like, and you know, I it's really easy, I think, to have that experience to be like, oh man, this is why I don't like this anymore. I'm having to wait 10 minutes for a Grell to spawn in this stupid camp so I can kill it and get my Felmoths. But I'm going there being like, man, I'm not going to have this experience in current WoW. It's just not that you don't have this surge of population unless you play on day one of a new expansion. And to me, it's part of the fun. It's part of what builds memories in a game like this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind. How does it perform for you? Like, did you feel like things got bogged down, layering or not? Did it feel like your machine was having a hard time keeping up with all those bodies on screen? Or,
well, I did just get a brand new doghouse, Scott, so no.
Okay, then it was fine.
Not at all.
100% fine then.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And it wasn't so much in 04. I remember launch, and I remember a billion people in Orgrimmar, and I remember wanting to die. So,
oh, dude, I mean,
even later on, like with Anchorage, like just just everything blew up.
Yeah,
all the time.
It was bad.
But yeah, I mean, I never achieved 60 frames a second in OG World of Warcraft. I did not. I was playing on a Toshiba satellite. Like, like if I had 24 frames a second, I was happy. Like, that was a good day.
Yeah.
So on top of the fact that you can crank the graphics so much further in quality than you used to be able to, like you talked about it last week, Terps, just our hardware. It's absurd now. Mm-hmm. Like the game just like. It's that thing. I've been thinking about it a bit. Is just like, because I think a lot of us, when we think about old games that mean a lot to us, we kind of up-res them in our head. And the funny thing about Classic WoW and having the better options is it kind of, I think, looks more like our memory of WoW
than it actually
than what
was.
It actually looked like.
Yeah.
I think that's why they left it there. I think that's why they allowed people, like, hey, do you want to have a load of extra foliage on the ground? Because actually, back then, you had to do it via console command.
Yeah.
And even then, it would have bricked a supercomputer. But they're like, you know what? Technology's moved on. Let's allow people to, you know, make the game look a bit more prettier whilst still being faithful to what was in the game and possible with the game.
Yeah, which brings me back around to, please just give me the new models for the characters. Because if I can already have, like, better water and more foliage, like, well, just let me turn it... opt into it,
no,
not that
it ruins it. I genuinely do. I was showing my wife the game and then loading up Battle for Azeroth, and I was just showing her. I was in the brewery inn right outside Dunmoreau, and I was just showing her there's a cheese slice, a wedge of cheese on a table that is 5 polygons. And then I went into Borealis and found a wedge of cheese, because that's still all that's on tables.
Yeah.
And it had like notches cut out of it, and it was all like, I was like, holy crap, there's probably more polygons and information on this cheese in the new game than the entire table in the old one.
Yeah.
But it all fits. Uh-huh. It all feels cohesive. And it's the same with the you know, on both sides. Mm-hmm. I think keeping them feeling like they are, you know, they are their own experiences. I do. My biggest question is what they're going to call the servers. Mm. Like, they're going to have new servers. They've said that. They're going to have new names because, you know, the existing, you know, Earthen Ring is still working.
Right.
But they have to be named things from the classic era. You can't have, like, a Urel or, like... new characters or new things.
Why can't it be
so
like
anything that happens post classic can't be a name?
Just do like Mancrick's wife and
but that's exactly
well,
that, so is that
that's
it?
The
it
thing
was,
yeah, it's
got Mancrick's wife.
Well, because when WoW launched, they named the servers after things we would already have known of, so it was a lot of like Warcraft 3 notable names and stuff, but there's now so many things that are infamous at this point from classic WoW. I think they have a lot more names that they can pull from. Like, do we have a Hygen? Is Hygen a server? I don't think so.
No, you could do that.
Make Hygen a server,
or do this. Just put.
Do we have a Bolvar?
Put a no. There's no Bolvar server. That'd be cool, but he doesn't. He mattered. Well, yeah. Well, he still was around, but he didn't matter.
I'm trying to pull up
a. Yeah, like a. Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up. Okay, Fandom has apparently a serverless, so there's no Bolvar.
Oh, really?
There's no Bolvar.
Oh, right. I thought they had the new one. I was like, wow.
Oh, no, not the new one. I'm just cross-referencing with just random things we're throwing out there. There's no Huygen. I mean, yeah, God, we need a Leroy Jenkins. You're absolutely right, Jedi71 in the chat room.
Why couldn't it just be Earthen Ring Classic instead of Earthen Ring? Like, why couldn't they denote them that way? And then people would get all nostalgic about their starting servers.
We miss out on some great speculation about what they're going to name the servers, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not fun. And it also kind of ties into that conversation we had at the top, which is like when you ask what server are you on, you may instantly, if you say Earthen Ring, you're like, well, wait, Earthen Ring OG or Earthen Ring Classic? Yeah,
exactly, wait, what if they did it based on famous big names of the company that are no longer there? The Morheim server, the Metzen server, the Ghost Crawler server. Like, you could do that. That'd be cool, right?
But then are they from Classic? Are they related to Classic? No. You know, like Ghost Crawler didn't join during Classic.
No. Early Wrath or whatever.
They name it Kaplan's Beard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, Kaplan was there. The Green Hills of Stranglethorn is one of his.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You know,
red shirt guy the server.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one, Jeff.
I just think it'd be really interesting to see kind of, you know, what they get called, and will we see people go to servers based on the name, or will they just randomly kind of get big because X guild is on this realm?
Yeah, I don't
know. Idea that, you know, I think Mancrick's wife would be an amazing one,
right?
Because then everyone would be like, hey, where's Mancrick's wife? You gotta log out and you gotta pick change server.
Yeah. I'd be fine with that. A Hogger server would be cool.
Hogger has to be a server.
Yeah, why not? It's not now. There's no way he's one now.
Stitches. He's the that.
Yeah.
That, oh yeah, Stitches.
Jerkwad in.
In Duskwood. Yeah.
Stitches. You could do. Let's see. Quillbor. I'm trying to think of things that are.
Are you just looking at things and saying that you should name her a server now?
No, I'm just
now?
Making it up in my head.
I love Quillbor.
I'm trying to think of the things I saw early on in the Barrens, which is where I would totally start again.
Yeah.
An ASMR server? No.
I have to start a Night Elf.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like I have to start an Orc. I feel like I'm required to. But at the same time, like I said, I'm just kind of in this weird boat. But I also think I got my peaks and my valleys. Right now I'm in a valley. I'll get back to my peak. Yeah. Probably 8-2.
Well,
I started
a warlock recently just because I wanted to kind of be a DPS class that kind of didn't have to do too much.
Yeah. You wanted the easiest classic experience you could possibly opt into. That's what you wanted as a warlock.
Because like, I played as a warrior. Like I was you know, tanking and had to be, you know, had to farm gear, had to do all these things. I'm like, I don't know if I got the time for that.
Yeah.
But God, opposite experience. Like leveling a warrior versus leveling a warlock.
Yeah. It's just lovely. Yeah. Just, you know, tap, 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 away you go. But even then,
you get a free mount, man. Like it's like on top of it.
Well, exactly. And that's thing. I was looking at Paladin, you know, I was thinking, oh, that could be useful. You save yourself a lot of time and money. Yeah. You know, it's good.
Yeah. But the leveling, my God, you remember the Crusader Strike didn't exist.
Nope.
Like it wasn't an ability. Like paladins just had to auto attack, and you've got auras and other passive buffs. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah. I guess I'm just going to white damage
great healers,
things
though.
To death.
If you go holy, you crit yourself, you crit your pants, and you get all your mana back. So you can just heal forever, heal for days and days and days. I got a lot of time for a paladin healer. Yeah. Maybe.
Chat room's asking if add-ons are still allowed. I think so, but I don't think there are any yet. Or if there are, I don't know about it.
Yeah, there are a couple. I was using Questy. I remember last week I said I wasn't going to do any add-on. And then, then like, I used one, and it's like, oh, this is actually a lot easier.
of course it is. See, this is what happens.
I used WoW Classic to tell me where the butthole Night Elf outside of the cave in Aldrisil was, because they're like, I'm going to read the quest text. I'm going to read it. I'm going to find out where this guy is, because I don't remember. And dude's like a mile away to the west from the freaking cave. So I've like finally caved and screw it. I'm going to WoWhead Classic and finding out where this butthole is.
Yeah, but at least you've got that, I guess. I don't know. Like, this is where I start to get frustrated, but this is where I start to kind of go, well, isn't the idea, the reason that all of these quality of life improvements happened over the years is because we were actually complaining about a lot of that stuff back then, or we were using mods to sort of mitigate that, and then Blizzard would put it into the game. We're like, oh, sweet. Quests are way like,
so ubiquitous,
like quest helper.
You've had to put it into the game. Yeah.
And then eventually we just get around to going, this isn't like classic anymore. We got to go back to the old days. It's like, it's a weird cycle, man.
But it's that was part of the classic experience. We went and got add-ons. Like,
yeah, I guess so. I need to have a better perspective on that, because you're right. Like, the experience was, here's a cool thing I found that makes life easier. Like, that was part of the experience. And just because Blizzard integrates it now doesn't take away the value or the nostalgia of the moment that you found, deadly boss mobs for the first time. Like, that was a big deal. It was a huge deal. And so I totally get it.
And it's still, there's still so much that an add-on can't mitigate, right? Like how difficult it is to level a paladin or a warrior, because they're just so low damage and low self-healing unless you're going holy as a pally. There's no amount of add-ons in the world that can help you with that.
I think warriors are the slowest class to level, just because the downtime of not being able to heal yourself without food or bandages, and that really does take its toll. But if you level with a priest, all good. You just need a friend. And that is what Warcraft Classic is all about.
It's all about your friends and a whole bunch of people you don't know.
I hope that they're happy playing a healer.
But a reminder that, it's good to have a friend if you're rolling with them, doing worlds or doing quests and stuff. You're going to have a better time or a faster time or whatever. But
could Warlocks pass out Hellstones in vanilla?
Yes.
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Pretty sure you could.
You conjure them, but could you give them to other players?
Pretty sure you could.
Maybe you could.
I'm pretty sure you had to like straight up trade them. It was definitely not like a soul well. That wasn't a thing.
No. That didn't exist yet. Yeah, they could hand them out.
I am looking forward to like summoning people off the edge of cliffs, doing all the warlock trolley things.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
I think it'd be worthwhile.
That stuff will all be in effect.
Warlocks couldn't summon in vanilla, could they?
They didn't have the closet.
Have the dude.
Oh, it was a portal. It wasn't a closet. You're right.
Didn't have the dude exposing himself. Right. I love that one.
You like that one? I don't know.
Creepy guy in the park. Hey, kids.
Look at this.
And it's like, everyone click on him. Don't click that bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you needed three warlocks to summon, right?
But then you got the other stuff, like you've got the Ritual of Doom. So to summon a Doom Guard, you need your party and one of you dies. And then the Doom Guard's enslaved for a duration. But after that wears off, they're a hostile mob running around that
you
have
gotta
to deal
fight
with.
Them.
But then you do that in Orgrimmar or Stormwind. You go to the Lobby zones. Obviously these all require expensive reagents. And so you can't do it all the time.
Yeah.
Infernals, all the rest. The Infernals, summon it down quick. Enslave it quick, come on guys, oh no, it's killing us. It's those are the things I'm looking forward to.
Such
cool flavor.
The more you talk about that stuff, the more I like that stuff. Like, I love the flavor of it. The flavor of all of that stuff was great. They were willing to go these weird extra miles to do stuff that just wasn't ever done in these games. Nobody was doing this kind of stuff up to that point. And part of me wants to understand why so much of it is removed. Like, I understand the idea of, like, when they got rid of arrows and me having to carry them around as a hunter, that was a good move. Thank you very much. But feeding my pet and giving him crit food so that he was more powerful when he was well fed, that sort of thing, I miss that stuff. Like, that was an extra layer of management that was, I thought, fun. It didn't take away from the fun. The arrow bit was not fun. Because in the middle of a raid, we're like, shit, Scott's out of arrows. I guess he'll whack away with an axe, which does nothing. All right, well, after this wipe, we'll figure out a way to get him back to town.
Yeah.
It'll be a long
time. Exactly. Oh, my back, gosh. You got to summon him back. Oh, hang on. The warlock's out of shards. He's going to go farm some shards. Okay, guys, everyone out. We're going to kill some trash outside and hope we can summon him back. You get all of those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I feel like
it is fine.
The class fantasy is very strong in Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something they've strive for in the current game, to try and enrich and enhance the class fantasy. But actually, you kind of see all of these guys sell the flavor of who and what they are really effectively in Classic. Arcane Mage doesn't really exist. The Arcane Tree is like a weird utility thing that, it doesn't really change your playstyle. But holy moly, like, conjuring up fireballs and frostbolts still feel good as a mage. It still feels good. Summoning, you know, when you first conjure water, you cast a spell and you get two. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Let me just do an moom. Okay, hang on. Yeah, it's like a lot of it, you know, it feels like ice skating uphill sometimes because that's kind of how you build satisfaction in games.
Yeah,
you make things hard and then later they are easier, and thusly you feel like you've achieved, you progressed.
Well, that's why Legion was so strong.
The class hurt WoW a lot in the class fantasy,
right?
When it was like, okay, both sides get paladins and shamans, that allows us to balance. Okay, now we need to make it so you don't have to have a hunter to trank shot, we're going to make it this way. You don't have to have this specific healer for this fight, or we're going to make it so all of the tank classes can effectively tank, you know, like prop paladins aren't great AoE tanks in classic, maybe in a dungeon, maybe, but often if you overpull, you die. You know, or you can't really hold aggro because they don't have a taunt, but now they do, you know, and so they add these additional utilities so that it kind of doesn't really matter you're a tank or you're a DPS or you're a healer.
Yeah.
Whereas in classic, it feels very much like, okay, no, you are a warrior tank. You are the only real tank. yeah. Oh, you're a druid. That's cool. I mean, Feral's pretty good up until the end, and then it's not really.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a healer in PvP, mm-hmm. but really, if you're doing arenas, you're a rogue, you're a mage, and a priest, and yeah. that's all you need.
Yeah.
And people know that, so people will be rolling if they want to do arenas, a rogue, a mage, or a priest, and that will be the game they play. And they won't be trying to try and segue like, oh well, it took me forever to level up this hunter. I'm going to see if I can be competitive, you know, in the arena. Nah.
When did Battlegrounds and Arenas launch? Because it was well into the game's history.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 110, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. So that stuff's not going to happen.
The honor system, I don't believe the honor system's in phase one.
Yeah.
I don't think
just do Warsong testing, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they. I thought none of this.
Our ranks straight away, but maybe we do.
I thought none of this was getting even touched until.
Last week, they started Warsong testing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely they're in the classic beta now.
Well, that's not very classic, is it? That doesn't seem to adhere to the freaking raw ass, raw dog video game.
It's the weird thing, testing, right? Yeah, but I don't know. Because Arcanite Reaper, for example, was a legendary axe.
Yeah.
But if you can do Outrat Valley and get the Unstoppable Force, you don't waste the time trying to get Arcanite Reaper. Unstoppable Force is just way better.
Right.
You know, so it'd just be interesting to see, because that's why Dire Maul isn't available in phase one, because Dire Maul as a leveling experience gives you better gear than some of the at launch 60 dungeons, so or equivalent level dungeons.
Yeah.
So they have gated stuff and held stuff back to be more in line with when they did stuff. So who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure people do know. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. Blizzard knows, probably. Somebody there. They've added some more stuff, speaking of things that are not a bug in the game that we are all wondering about. Like, for example, I was wondering earlier if you could... How did we repair? Was there... There were no repair bots or mounts that could repair back then, right? We had to go back to town.
You just talk to merchants that have, you know, the anvil when you hover over them.
Right, but I mean in a raid.
In a raid, you said.
Yeah,
no, you had to... Everyone had to half back and then...
Yeah, you were just boned.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that.
On my warrior, I had jumper cables.
Uh-huh.
I was an engineer because it was one of those things where... Actually, after a kind of near wipe, I might be able to go and res someone, and then we can mm-hmm. start the process of getting people going again.
Yeah.
But even then, sometimes they just don't work.
Yeah.
They'll be like, "Oh, sweet,
flip a coin."
Yeah. Oh, there was an advanced engineer repair bot, but I think that was later. Rusty Nails, in the chat, I think.
I don't question our chat room. They tend to be right.
Yeah, they actually do. They're smart.
Maybe it was a consumable. Like, it's not like Jeeves that you can just use time and time again.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get up to that point until BC on my hunter as an engineer. But yeah, the first repair bot, I remember they had to keep stacks of them because they consumed every time you used one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think Jeeves was Wrath, wasn't he?
Was it Wrath? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Jeeves was Wrath. And I still don't think I ever made my damn Jeeves. I think I still have BC freaking repair bots in my bank.
Oh, dude, I have some shit in the bank that is ridiculous. In fact, that's my version of classic.
Looks like repair bots did exist in vanilla.
Oh, all right.
Yep. They took 16 thorium bars to make them.
Right, and they were consumable, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And two fused wirings, but the thorium bar.
Oh yeah, you would eat them. Yeah. Not eat them, but they would disappear and you were done, and you had to build another one if you wanted to do it. Woo, yeah. Rough stuff, that stuff.
Yep. Yes, Field Repair Bot 74A. Recipe can be found in Black Rock Depths.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Thank you, Internet.
So here are some additional things that they've added to that list. I love some of these. You are unable to polymorph enemies, enemy targets that are tapped by players with whom you're not grouped. So that was a thing. At all levels of player characters and enemies, aggro radius is set to the intended distance. I guess some people have been saying that that felt wrong. Long quest objectives don't have text wrapping. All right. I don't know what that means.
I text do wrapping. Not remember this being a thing, I but don't good either. To know.
Long quest objectives don't have text wrapping.
Oh, so they just truncate. So you
they just
get,
run off the
yeah, go off the edge of the screen. Can't read it all.
Okay. Is there an option in the options right now in Classic? I keep meaning to change it and I keep forgetting, but you know the slow write out of the quest text?
Yeah, fast quest text or instant quest text is quest totally text. A checkbox okay. that exists. Yeah.
I just need to freaking do it. Yeah.
You have to do that. Yeah.
I have an unpopular opinion though, Scott, because if you're trying to play this without add-ons, you have to read it anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe just keep that on.
I like to think I'm faster than the slow. That's the thing. I feel like as much as I'm not taking it in, I'm reading enough of it to be like 12 boar livers. All right, sweet. Let's go find some.
Well, for those of us,
and then
who
after killing 20, I'm like, oh, hang on, delivered 12 boars. Okay, sorry, I've killed them all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's quill boars again. It says wanted signs, or sorry, broadcast text can be seen multiple times if multiple players interact with the same NPC. So that's the thing. Fall damage is equivalent to expected and verified values. Some people, I guess, were getting hurt and going, hey, wait a minute. Wanted signs do not have the question or the exclamation point over them, so they're not highlighted. You'd have to go to those and say, "Oh, here's a wanted sign. I wonder if that's
they're
a thing."
Super.
Someone had to share the quest after we killed him. I was like, "Oh no, I didn't know we could get the quest yet. I thought it was at the end of a chain." It's like, "No, no."
Yeah, it's super hard to see these things.
Sharing of quests is so cool, though. Like, again, it's easy to look at all this stuff and go, "Oh, look how hard it used to be," but it's also important to look how easy it was compared to the competition. Like Blizzard was breaking new ground in ease of use for their game. A lot of these features and functionality just weren't in other games, and so they were already fast tracking a lot of the experience. It's just that that's a relative, you know, comparison. If you're comparing WoW to old WoW now, it's night and day, which I guess is why people want it. Player characters do not animate when looting or interacting with quest objects, i.e. collecting pumpkins. They just stand there.
They just take a knee. I was doing the mushroom quest in Eldrassil, and they just kneel.
Yeah.
That's it.
They don't go. Or whatever
they don't,
with their hands.
Do the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, that's...
One side!
The humans are my favorite, because they freaking listen to it. They're just like...
Yeah. I love that.
What are you doing? What in your life have you ever created by listening to it while you mess with your hands?
Yeah. Mm. And here's my favorite, because this gets a hallelujah for me. Gnomes and taurens are the correct size. Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep them right where they're at. Let's not dick around with that too much.
What I should say is, yes, taurens will get hung up on every door that you try and enter. Yeah,
it's so true, dude. I always wanted to play a tauren. I could never get past their feet. I'm still that way, even with their modern stuff.
Yeah, but you see a cow with normal feet, it looks weird, man.
Yeah, I don't like it. They're too big.
But even then, like in Legion, we started to get our first kind of hoof boots with that extra sort of geometry on.
Yep.
And they started, like, I was like, sweet, man, it's looking good.
And they started doing that with the trolls as well. Trolls started having closed feet.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they started trying to put like little plates on.
They still
on.
Open toe? I don't know how they
do it. They're open toe, so yeah, I think so. Most of them.
All right.
Which we've had this discussion. There's that one piece of Glen Rain art of a Death Knight troll where the boots are closed and it looks amazing and I want it in game.
Oh, wow. All right. That's a hard call from Garrett today, everybody. Check it out.
This
was
months ago on the show when I mentioned it. So I'll mention it again. Make closed-toed boots happen for trolls, please.
I'm in. Now,
interface option.
For those at home going, man, sure a lot of classic discussion. How about this? 8.2 coming soon. Should be here already, but whatever. It's coming soon. Hunters, you know, with our non-mana, non-arrow carrying plenty, you know, pets are all well fed all the time. Hunters can tame Horadon and Ondasta. Am I saying Ondasta? Who are they were bosses in Missa Pandaria. In what's that island called? Thunder Island or
Timeless Isle?
Timeless Isles.
Isle of Thunder.
Isle of Thunder. That's
oh, the Isle of Thunder. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, of course. Sorry,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, they they're cool. So they're basically dinosaurs, and one's like a giant. They look a lot like the stuff you'd see in Xandalar, to be honest. But they're now tameable pets, or they will be. So get excited, hunters! I just wanted to give the 8.2 people something today because there's not a lot of news on that front. There's nothing happening over there.
Mechanong's still coming, guys. He's still going to be able to go there. It's cool. Is the Tinker a new class? Who knows? Yeah. We have to wait till next expansion.
It's hard.
But I think that's the problem. It's like 8.2's taken so long to come along.
Yeah.
Kind of everyone's talked about everything.
That and,
guys, come on.
Do you think that this is good for, I mean, the fact that the Classic is taking such a center stage right now in just the conversation around World of Warcraft, that's a, I guess that's,
intended,
is that what they want? Yeah, okay. You think that's what
they
want?
I think so.
Right. I think so. Yeah.
They didn't want to step on Classic's toes, and they didn't want Classic to step on its toes. Mm. So they're, you know, pacing things out.
And for us, man, like people that do WoW content, like if they can actually keep hitting this kind of in between of staggering, I don't know, whatever the hell we want to call it, BFA or just WoW retail and then WoW Classic and staggering updates to both games, there's always going to be something to talk about. There's always going to be something quote unquote new to go experience.
Right.
Problem with right now is that it's a beta, it's invite only, that kind of thing. So, but once it's live and we start getting updates to live Classic, and kind of slotting that in between with, you know, between 8.2 and 8.3, like that's going to be great.
Yeah.
If you enjoy playing both versions of the game.
Sure. I mean, it's a hell of a value if you're going to play both games. I don't know how you have the time, but if you're going to play both games at length, you know, like go end game on both ends, like you got a lot of extra time on your hands. But
there'll be people out there who can. I'm not one of them.
I'm not one of them either, sadly.
Yeah. My goal is to have like one main max level tune in Classic that I kind of have, you know, garaged. And when my friends all kind of get the hair to go and do stuff in Classic, I've got it ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I'm going to have to get there first.
We need a different kind of tank. Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
I'll be back in 4 months, guys. Yeah.
This is actually a good time to mention this. The website has been updated, theinstance.net. I think I mentioned it last week too, but I may as well say it again. If you're looking for episodes 1 through 139, I believe, are the ones that are not on the current RSS feed. Those are now collected in a big fat zip file and linked on the website. So if you're like, man, yeah, go ahead.
Is listening to those and finds the episode where you and Andrew talk about the opening of the gates of Ankaraj.
Yeah.
Hit me up. I want to know what episode it was because that is the first podcast I ever listened to. And
ever,
I want to go back.
Ever
and
of
to
all
it.
Time ever was your first podcast. I guarantee it's in there. It's in there. I just don't know what
first
one
ever.
It is. Yeah. It's probably episode like, I don't know, Ankaraj would have been probably 20 episodes in or maybe 15 or something is all. So it's there.
I don't remember, but that was the first podcast I ever freaking listened to, and I want to go re-listen to it because I bet it's absurd.
It's probably the dumbest thing ever. I guarantee it. I don't think I was at level then. I don't even think I was 60 yet. In that,
I got
phase.
All this wound cloth. I don't know. The guy keeps asking for more. I'm like, I've given you a stack. Like, what is this?
Yeah,
I can see that.
It's weird. Anyway, there's that. Quick discussion before we move on. Do you guys think there's been a lot of polls going around about final boss in the game? I get another nod to the 8.2 and beyond. It's too easy to say just Sylvanas, I think. Or am I wrong?
No, I think it's... I want it to be Nazoth because I want us to be killing Nazoth this expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want the next expansion to be Sylvanas-focused, Wrath of Lich Queen-esque, sort of her, you know,
yeah. Do you think that she's... Sorry, my thing glitched a little bit. Do you think that it's just... I mean, Nazoth makes sense to me, but what's... Then tell me what you predict.
Go either two ways. Either we fight Sylvanas, or we fight Nazoth.
Yeah.
They're queuing up a war chief change of hands regarding And so I don't know. It, you know, it could be either we get Black Empire as the next thing and the old gods are back and we fight them and it's a much more kind of Eldritch horror expansion, or we have a Rashalik Queen Sylvanas have an undead army that we have to defeat. I don't know.
I think if Sylvanas becomes the Lich Queen, I think we need like an expansion off. I think she needs to go slumber, you know, a la Arthas.
Yeah.
You know, let us forget about her for a bit. So why not have both?
Yep.
Yeah.
She should just sit in Bolvar's lap. I think that's where she should go.
My only issue with that is that then I think Sylvanas is the final boss, and it is just straight up Siege of Orgrimmar again, where we defeat her, but she doesn't die, and she runs off and kills Bolvar or something. I don't know.
We can't fight her in Orgrimmar, though. I refuse.
No. You know, I've been saying that, man. Since before BFA came out, I've been saying it can't just be Sylvanas sets the tree on fire. That's too obvious and boring. And can't be Sylvanas is just the black and white villain of this expansion. That's too boring. And they've just been doing it like they're writers on Game of Thrones.
Guys,
who has a better story than Sylvanas? Everyone has a better story than Sylvanas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they'll surprise us. Like, they'll surprise us maybe. Maybe in the end it'll be like, whoa, didn't see this coming. We thought you were just going to make her Garrosh 2.0, but this is different than we thought. I mean,
it's probably Game of Thrones, but at this point I'm just like, it's going to be the obvious thing. She's just evil. We're just going to fight her, and that's how we'll end this expansion.
All right.
But what about the players who chose to support Sylvanas throughout her campaign? It's okay. They're fine.
What?
I mean, they had that
scene at the end of Inglourious Basterds where they're like, I bet when this war is over, you're going to take those forsaken colors off.
Yeah.
And then we just carve Sylvanas tear marks into their faces.
Yeah.
This is all true.
Yeah. It'd be pretty dark. I like it.
Yeah.
Chat room reminds us that.
I don't know. I think Black Empire would be a really fun expansion.
Yeah.
So like having C'Thun, Yogg-Saron, even Yasaraj, you know, come back in some sense, like N'Zoth brings them back, or, you know, it all rises up and we just get something cool. But I don't know. There's Talia, who's Bolvar's daughter, has kind of been introduced as a new character. It's like, oh, well, he never had a daughter. Yeah, but we need one for a story. So now he has one. And she was hanging out. Okay. Oh, okay, cool. I'm on board. I believe it. And so it's like, oh, but she doesn't know that her dad, no one knows. I was like, but we could all click the thing in Dalaran. It replayed the cinematic. I thought everyone knew. You know, don't tell anyone what happened here. Don't worry, we're just going to build a big fountain that will replay the memory to everyone. Mm. So I don't know if we're going to get something. You know, Bolvar as the Lich King has been progressively getting more evil and losing more of his humanity. What humanity had left after the plague and the dragon's fire took it all from him. Mm. That potentially, again, there's something there. I don't know. It'll be interesting. Again, if we've got Tinker as a new class, where does that really fit in? Like, you know, do we need to be somewhere involving some form of mech stuff or something, you know?
Yeah.
Black Empire might make sense in terms of, you know, the engineers have been busy at it. How do we, you know, fight these Eldritch beasts with machines?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could. Who knows?
Tinker class sounds fun to me.
I'm still waiting for them to do anything with Kalia Menethil, because the pre-expansion book was very,
exactly.
You know, she was a big player in it, and then we kick off the expansion and everyone's like, Kalia who? Huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And that's why I don't know, again, with a lot of the kind of faction leaders, you know, we're all friends now. I still think one day we could lose the Horde and Alliance distinctions. You know, I think that'd be really cool.
Oh, preach, brother, preach!
You know, you could be on any faction. You know, you just choose. Are you under, you know, Sylvanas? Are you under Anduin? And you pick.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a really cool change. And again, if you don't like that, go play Classic.
Yeah, it's going to be... I was gonna say that is a massive shift that would probably make Classic people be pissed, and they would just stay in Classic, which is fine.
But how do you get new people into WoW? What can you do to a 15-year-old game?
Yeah, I mean,
you can finally play with all of your friends, regardless of what faction they're on.
Right, but I think there's other proof in the pudding going on right now. Old school RuneScape is very popular, more popular than whatever current RuneScape is or looks like.
Yeah.
And that's now on mobile of all things. Like that thing is crazy popular with a community that has been long, you know, long dried up on, hey, we need new people. And if anything, maybe it has driven new people to it because now it's more accessible and more out there and available. So Blizzard's absolutely, like a lot of people want to go, oh, this is just Blizzard kowtowing to those private server people who were so loud and obnoxious. This is just them doing that. And I would say that is reductive thinking. I think Blizzard knows that this is a potential driver of new subs or returning subs, whatever subs you want.
Or retaining subs.
And retaining subs, exactly.
They make more money off of Warcraft than any of their other properties, likely combined.
Mm-hmm.
And any investment in trying to give that audience more stuff and more value for their subscription is worthwhile to them.
Yep. Let me fish on my phone, though. That's what I really want. We talked about it last
week.
Tell
me about it.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, put some crypto miner on there. I don't care. You know, just let me do stuff like that. I want to have, you know, trade skills, mini games.
Yep.
I'd love that.
I mean, if it affected
my... Let me do those weird turtle quests, those world quests, where I've got to, like, you know, match some turtles or, like, shoot some seagulls out the sky. I'm static. Let me do it on my phone. You know, phones can do those things now. You know, it's just tapping on stuff. I could, you know, rep up while I'm not playing the game.
Right.
You know, it keeps me invested. It keeps me playing. It keeps me talking about it. It stops me playing auto chess on my phone and being like, oh, man, this is great. I don't need to play another game.
Right. You know? I'm all out of... yeah, no more games for me. Zalex in the chat room says this. They did start adding original content to old school RuneScape, though. And that's when it really took off. Originally, it was released as is, and interest dropped fast. Do you guys think WoW Classic could fall under the same...
You know, well, that's the thing that Brian Birmingham said, well, maybe, we'll see what the audience wants.
Yeah.
And Ian said, no, it won't. We won't do that. But then at the same time, maybe they will. You know, I don't quite know how you please all the people by introducing the Burning Crusade, for argument's sake.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do after 2 years of Classic? Do you introduce that? Or do you make that a new server? Do you then copy characters over? How many servers are we on now? And what about my progression? Oh, I had this item in my bank. Oh, no, hang on. That was on this server, not on this character. The same character, but in this expansion. Or do I talk to a bronze dragon? And hey, welcome back. Here we are. We're now in Outland. You know, there's so many kind of issues they'd have to create answers for. The way old school got around this is they just let the player base decide. You need a 2/3 majority and it goes in the game. So they're like, hey guys, should we put the ability to put high res models, player models in the game? And then everyone votes, and if it passes, they do it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you didn't like that? Well, more of you than didn't do, so it's happening.
Yeah.
And that just allows them to kind of, you know, it is community driven and it just creates, but then again, talking at it from a Warcraft Classic perspective, how far removed is it from Warcraft and the classic experience of Warcraft if they then continue to deviate from what history was?
Yeah.
But again, Bronze Dragon, you can do anything. Just, yeah. Oh, look, it's Nozdormu. What's he doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, he's decided that Death Knight should be playable in expansion early. okay, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
He also thinks Demon Hunters should be. We're going to put them both in. Oh, wow, crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
I could see them fiddling around with that. I mean, in my heart of hearts, I wish Classic was just a modern skin on top of the old systems, because I really just think it's just ugly. And I know that's what people want. They want the old thing. That's like, you don't want, you know, new Super Mario Brothers. You want Mario Brothers. I get it. But it's such an eyesore when the camera's flying over like the zones and like telling you the story about the origin of your people and everything. It's like, my gosh, it looks like four polygon trees and just a shitty, horrible distance thing. And I know it's better than it was.
When you see the cheese.
When you see the cheese. By the way, today's title is absolutely going to be low poly cheese slice.
Yeah.
No, I was going to go wait till you see the cheese.
No, that's pretty good too. That's pretty good too. All right. Go ahead, Garrett. Do you have something to add?
No, I got nothing else.
All right.
Never mind. No
worries. Well, here's the deal. Mike Morheim, we all know him, recently retired fully from Blizzard, will be honored at Game Lab Barcelona. Patrick, Terpsa, you could go to that. You're not that far from Barcelona, from Spain.
Yeah, sure. I'll just pop over.
Sure.
You know, Mike and I are Facebook friends. I'm sure he won't mind.
It'd be fine. Just show up. He'll save you a seat up front.
Hey, Mike, you accepted my friend request. I came to Barcelona. I thought I'd be here for your big moment. Like, what a year it's been for esports. I'm like, oh my God. It genuinely only says one thing.
It hasn't changed at all. The official Game Lab site released a press release today revealing that Blizzard co-founder Mike Morhaime will receive the 2019 Honor Award at this thing in Spain.
Nice.
He will get the award for his successful career in gaming and his key role in the creation of some of the most groundbreaking and influential game universes of all time.
I love it.
Yeah.
I also like the fact he's getting an honor award, just like it feels very much from PvP Warcraft.
Yeah, here's some honor.
Like, they give him a badge. He trades it in at a vendor. He's now got some very niche bandages he can only apply in one area. Yeah. It's going to be, he's going to enjoy that.
Got a black War Raptor instead of whatever fancy car he drives. That's
great. Wow, I don't know how many they're giving him. Wow, I mean, this is...
It's intense.
He's going to have to win a few more awards, I fear. He can't just get it on his first time.
Going to have to grind it. Okay, real quick, I want to talk about Netgear and the Netgear line of Wi-Fi routers. They're pretty amazing. I mean, when's the last time you upgraded yours, your own Wi-Fi in the house? Well, be like me and turn up your Wi-Fi a notch by using the Netgear's new line of Nighthawk Wi-Fi 6 routers. Whether you're gaming, and you probably are because you're listening to the show, or watching Netflix in 4K, this is like giving your data the VIP treatment in a way. You'll enjoy buffer-free streaming and zero lag no matter how many devices are connected to your network. I can confirm this. I have this device, and it is fantastic. Upgrade your router at netgear.com/Wi-Fi 6 and make your Wi-Fi feel young again. And look, seriously, like streaming alone, you're streaming stuff from Hulu or Netflix or whatever, you get any kind of 4K content, it makes a gigantic difference. And those services recognize that you've got the pipe to deliver a less artifact sort of stream, which is great. And we upgrade this other stuff all the time, smartphones, TVs, laptops. You're like, oh, the new version's got all this. But when's the last time you actually upgraded your home Wi-Fi? It's probably been quite a while. It'd been a while for me, and I was shocked at how it was going. You get 4 times the capacity compared to today's Wi-Fi, which means you can connect more devices and then stream simultaneously without impacting Wi-Fi speed and reliability. Everybody in the house can confirm this with their phones. And you guys need to check it out. It's awesome. It's the biggest revolution in Wi-Fi ever, and you need to experience it to believe it yourselves. So, if you game online, lag will be a thing of the past. Turn up your Wi-Fi to 6 with the Nighthawk Wi-Fi 6 router. Go out there and check it out to netgear.com/Wi-Fi 6. That's netgear.com/Wi-Fi 6. All right, well, there's that. Let's look at the rest of Blizzard. There's not a ton happening in a lot of the games. Overwatch is just sort of happening. People are playing it. The workshop's fun. I saw a game mode the other day. Somebody had scripted it so that your character changes every 5 seconds to a different character. So you're constantly phasing in and out of different characters. One minute you are Junkrat. The next minute you're whoever. Freaking Soldier 76.
Your ult carry over? Like your ult charge?
And your charge, yes, your charge does. But... Cool. You don't get a fresh... If you blow your charge and then immediately change to another guy, that'll start at 0. So, yeah, I guess that answers your question. It does stay. It stays... That clock stays going no matter who you are. Now,
okay, cool.
When you... It appeared that when you have it, some characters, it regenerates faster. Like, out of mech D.Va is going to regenerate faster than somebody else. So, that seems to also apply. But it's all scripting, so they can pretty much do whatever they want. But it was a riot to watch this. Like, people hooking somebody. By the time the hook brought them back, they were Reaper. Shoot them in the face, disappear, float someplace else. Now they're Tracer. It was a trip. So a lot of weird stuff with that, and I highly recommend checking some of it out.
That's an Overwatch All-Stars I would enjoy to watch.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Right? Oh, my gosh. So much more fun than just an old, just a game. Who cares about that? I want to watch them, do something wacky. Hearthstone. Garrett, anything going on over there that's outside of what we talked about last week? People are liking the two single-player things are out and stuff.
Yeah. The new wing came out yesterday, so you can go clear the sewers of Dalaran. I did it this morning in 20 minutes because I got 6 C'Thuns.
Whoa.
Oh, nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I just kept picking all the C'Thun things, and I had all the things that buff my C'Thuns. 2 of my C'Thuns got the +4/+4 buff, but they cost 2 more. And one of those, I got the other thing where it always starts in my opening hand, but I also had the Robes of Godliness, so they only cost 6 mana because everything only costs half. It was just broken. I had such a good time.
Wow. That's great. That sounds like
just Exciting.
I mean, look, I keep going to check, and then I go, it's not my game, and then I don't play it. But I always like hearing Garrett get excited.
Yeah, it is really, really good, though. Yeah. Holy moly. And
it's me and Overwatch, man. It's all right.
The modifiers, the anomalies that change each run make me pick a different class. Like, it was, I had one, then it was like, all your spells cost two less or one less or something like that. I was like, sweet, go mage. You know, I'm going to go spell heavy. You know, you see and you lean into those changes and you have it forces you to play the game differently with different characters and you have more fun, more varied fun.
Yep.
They've done really, really well with it.
That's
awesome.
It's
a really impressive piece. Be interesting to see kind of next week, last bit. Do I still feel like, you know, that's the downside of these modes being so good, is it's like, and they're done.
And you're done.
Whereas I want the game to continually be giving me things like this, which I guess is logistically impossible. It's just too much.
Well, it is a lot. I mean, surely they could go back and...
But if they, you know, again, you're talking like kind of $20 every month.
Yeah.
That's like a WoW sub. I'd happily pay it if I get every week getting new stuff like this.
Yeah.
That would be a way for Hearthstone to make as much money as Warcraft, if not more.
Ooh, what if Hearthstone had a $15 a month subscription and you just got a certain number of card packs? You could buy more if you wanted, but you were always guaranteed this many. Be like an ESO Crown Plus
better than
service
average,
or
yeah, like an ESO Plus type thing. Yeah,
yeah, that seems like it'd be cool.
I'd be into that. You get X amount of arena tickets for arena runs. I mean, there's all kinds of things they could do with that.
That seems interesting. And then there, you know, if there's a little piece of single player content that came with that, or that was semi regular. I mean, it's a whole different business model for them, and I'm sure I'm missing something, but it seems like that would be cool.
Should get one gold.
Well, we just came up with it, so we get what 20% of
20%.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They should give away one golden pack a month with your sub.
I like it.
Bam.
That's pretty good. All right, run with it. Here's with the storms. Pretty much the same as last week, although I will once again sing the praises of the Jaina changes. She's so much fun right now, and I played two or three games with her this week, and her Blizzard build is insane. Just absolutely worth your time if you're playing Heroes of the Storm.
Rexxar is still the best hero in the game, and you can just carry and own face with him.
Wow. So how do you feel about Zagara these days? She used to be your favorite.
Inexplicably, she still has a really good win rate, but I don't get it. I feel like you're not bringing enough to the fight.
Yeah.
As Zagara. Well, which stinks, because yeah, you're right. She's still, like, kit-wise, my favorite hero.
Yep. If you had to smell all the characters, she'd be the stinkiest. That's my thinking.
Oh, I mean, Cho'Gall is a hero, Scott. Need I remind you?
Oh, that's true. Salt Stitch is
also a hero. Like, not only is Asmodan just got like the body sweat going on, but he comes from a world built of sulfur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he's all lust and
basically ass to mouth, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. Not one that I particularly enjoy.
I didn't realize that Asmodan was short for ass to mouth O'Dan.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, he's got a strategy, but don't believe his lies.
Oh my gosh. That was funny. Anyway, Heroes is still a very fun game, and despite what you've heard, it's fine. People should be playing it. Diablo 3. The only thing I have about Diablo I wanted to mention this week is Path of Exile came out with a big plan for their upcoming patches. Or their content. One of them is called a mega expansion, and they say that is targeted directly at, and this is them saying it, Diablo 4, which is a weird thing to say out loud, because there is no Diablo 4 yet that we know of. There's been no announcement. We know something's being worked on, but wow, Path of Exile getting out in front and calling it out by name and saying, yeah, that's going to be our D4 killer update to the game. So I don't know what that means, but it kind of got me excited because I like scrappy developers who are like all up in your face and, you know, calling the fight out before it even happens. So that's just something I noticed.
I mean, well, exactly. They're early.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing you shouldn't do with Blizzard is try and beat them to the punch.
Yeah.
Because you'd just be left waiting.
Yep.
Interesting.
I wouldn't. It's an interesting thing for them to say. I could see, you know, you see companies all the time saying, we're building the next generation action RPG to end them all. You know, like, you can get real general and real proud, but for them to literally just call out Diablo 4, if it is even called that, was bold. Get some Tencent money now, I guess. They can be as bold as they want to be.
Yeah, I guess so. I know that David Brevik is his game. It Lurks Below is now $20 on Steam.
Mm.
So he's they're called, the marketing's all like Diablo's creator.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, they're made by teams. But he's been in dev for a while. You know, people have been enjoying it.
Just the 2D. It's a side scrolly version
of it. It's like a Terraria Minecrafty, but with some of the Diablo RPG kind of features.
I saw this. I didn't realize.
It's one of those things where
I didn't realize this was out.
Diablo
Is it out?
Fans may enjoy something like this.
Well, I know I will. I love this kind of shit. Oh yeah, this I'm
20
into
bucks,
it.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Early access though, so your mileage may vary. Hopefully they carry it on.
Yeah.
It's been doing well enough. I'm sure it will.
Oh yeah, look at all the loot popping out of that chest.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm kind of into it. I'll have to check that out. Alright. StarCraft, there's nothing going on. StarCraft is just StarCraft. Just kind of sitting there, not having anything happen to it. Except I guess I got that new commander last week or 2 weeks ago. But
yep. Go play co-op, Scott. I promise you'll like it.
I know. You keep telling me, man. I should do it. I don't know. Yeah, it's, if you ask me which has me less jazzed playing a...
Hearthstone or StarCraft. Or,
it's hard for me to pick because, I mean, I'm RTS'd out. The Blizzard games I'm having the most fun with probably right now, at least while I'm in a bit of a WoW dip, is Overwatch and Heroes. And ironically, Heroes is, backseated a little bit in general at Blizzard. And, I'll play a little Diablo here and there. But really, I guess what I'm waiting for from this, hopefully this BlizzCon, is just something big from these guys. Something big and new and big. Like, Blizzard big.
I think that's a guarantee. And obviously manage your expectations. But there is no way Blizzard isn't coming out after last year's BlizzCon with the biggest BlizzCon we've ever experienced.
You think
like,
so?
They need to send a message now to be like, people who were already singing the death of Blizzard and, Morhaime's gone, it's all over, NetEase and Diablo Immortal, it's the end days. They need to shut them up over a two-day period, and that is going to be BlizzCon 2019.
Yeah.
I genuinely think it's going to be, again, like I said, I'm managing my expectations here right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be the biggest and best BlizzCon of all time.
Jeez.
Yeah. I reckon Mexen's going to come up and he's going to do Geekiz 2.0. And,
then.
That's it. Bam. After that, it's like, whoa. Yeah.
Can you believe that was 2010? That was a long time ago.
I remember it well.
Yeah.
All right.
And after you finished, I was like, is that it?
Oh, that was my first BlizzCon. I was so stoked. It didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah. When it's your first one, it doesn't matter.
And it was good. Gentlemen. And it was, the thing is, if you look back on it now and you'd be like, you know what, Chris, you were spitting some truths up there. Thank you.
Yeah.
But could you have told us about a new game as well?
Yeah. Why not? That would have been great.
So, last year.
Yeah.
Opening ceremony.
Yeah.
I know you remember, T. I was sitting next to you.
Mm. Well, it doesn't mean you don't remember it. If you remember, I was quite drunk at the time.
Yeah.
Anyways, the whole opening ceremony goes by.
Yeah.
The final thing they bring out is Diablo Immortal, and it's over, and we're all like, really?
Yeah.
That's what you end on?
Yep.
So this year, they have a big opening ceremony. Everything's, everything's good. We get a WoW expansion announcement, maybe
as long as I
Diablo.
Get to wave a glow stick and hold up something that makes Mike Morhaime confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made this. But, this is all you. I didn't do this.
What do you mean? What did I do?
What is this? What did I do?
At the very end.
This. What is it? And we're just like, woo!
That's so funny.
There's just people looking through cards.
Yeah. Like, it was really bad.
I think it said Mike or like, thanks, Mike. Or,
thanks.
THX.
Yeah, it was like a big...
How hard was it to get a shade of blue that had higher contrast?
Yeah, well, it had to be the Blizzard Blue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Mike, if the Panatone
Blizzard
is
Blue is
the
so much darker than that.
I
how
know.
Can
we
thank him?
Yeah.
We're going to thank him with what? Someone else's colors? No way. No way.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. What did I do? He kept saying, what did I do? What did I do? He was like nervous.
I just liked it. Again, equally, don't surprise him. It's a huge stage. I get he's not the best actor, but don't just say, look, Mike, we're going to call you out there. Jay's got this thing. It's going to have a message out in the crowd just thanking you. Just obviously go out there, smile, thank him, and say, "Oh, the company's in great hands."
Yeah.
Not like, "Hey, I sorted this one."
Yeah, you either have to have you have to either guarantee that what he comes out and sees is a genuine surprise for him, and he can see what it is, acknowledge it as such, and then react accordingly. Or you've got to tell him.
You know, known for his emotional reactions and outbursts. You know, he's not a stoic, very kind of, you know, controlled man.
Right.
Oh wait, yeah.
He's
yeah.
in touch with this.
Yeah, I just think he's a weird thing. But anyway, I'm like I said, I think that you know the compound effect of last year's BlizzCon being such a kind of, but actually being there as well. Like you know, I played Immortal. I liked it. You know, I liked the event. The whole weekend was great. I feel like this one is going to be. It's going to transcend the being there emotion. I think everyone's going to be hyped.
All right. I'm excited, too. Mm. We'll see how it goes this year. No, I really am. I'm stoked. Unless it's not just all Hearthstone. No, I'm just kidding. Hearthstone's fine.
Yeah, they're announcing a Hearthstone single subscription where you just get new single player modes every week.
Thank goodness, because I've been asking for that for too long. All right, before we get out of here, I do want to point out a quick thing. We have this thing now on the site at theinstance.net. That is our support program. Now, one of the levels has this custom instance art card with art on the back from Garrett, which is this rad design, very Hearthstone-esque. And then on the back is artwork from me, original artwork. This is an orc. Just happens to be. I get some Alliance stuff coming. And it tells you what month that you're getting it, and it's collectible, and it's the only way you can get this thing. This is just one of those levels. There's lots of them there. And they'll fit all kinds of different budgets. So if you like the show and you want to support it, head on over to theinstance.net and click that link and you're all set. It's all homegrown. We're doing it ourselves. We're not relying on some third party. It's just us. We're doing all the work and we're happy to do it. But we need your support. Thanks to everybody who already has. We really appreciate it. That's at theinstance.net. Okay. Before we get out of here, Garrett, anything going on in your direction that we should be aware of?
There's always shows over at amove.tv. You want to hear a lot more about Hearthstone? We got the Angry Chicken. He's still playing Heroes of the Storm. Into the Nexus is still going strong. Actually, download numbers are going up. It's kind of blowing my mind over on the Heroes show.
Weird.
And a brand new episode of Let's Talk About Star Wars just got posted with me and Tom Merritt. Jenny Josephson's been out, sadly, but she'll be coming back. So that show's weekly now. So go subscribe to Let's Talk About Star Wars.
Nice. Still Star Wars.
The Angry Chicken was on the launcher.
Oh, yeah. Well done, by the way.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. You know, that old thing.
That was really cool.
That was dope. Yeah,
yeah, that was super dope.
That was really cool. Please go watch that video because it was so much work. I actually can't describe what a monkey wrench it threw in my week last week.
Yeah, it sounded like I could tell from afar that it was a stress, but I'm I, but it
was
turned out.
Last week was horrible. And actually, that video was a big reason why.
Yeah, it was a rough week. I know how
they're like,
goes.
Hey, you want to make a video? I'm like, oh, my God, yes, that would be amazing. They're like, all right, we need it by Friday morning. And by the way, you can't play the thing until Thursday, middle of the day. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What?
Yep. That's a very
you got any assets? Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was a lot of work, and only 3,000 of you have watched it. So please go watch it.
Yeah, go watch
it.
If you like the Hearthstone, go do it. Terps, there anything you're doing this week that people should watch and do and see?
Oh, you can't watch it, but I'm gonna have a barbecue tomorrow, and I am excited.
Yeah.
I'm already salivating. I shouldn't have said it. Yeah. I set the train in motion now, Scott.
Yeah.
I gotta wait.
All you got to say is beefa, and you get hungry.
I got
hungry.
A beefa. I'm going to have some ribeye, some beefa. I'm going to have some sausages. These are all future WoW expansions, so please, guys, keep it under your hats. And act surprised when they announce them at BlizzCon. Don't do a Morhaime. What is this?
What did I do?
You know, WoW sausage is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Well, that would be awesome. Have a fantastic time doing that. The rest of you all listening, also have a great time. If you're looking for more shows like this show, you can find it at theinstance.net. You can find us on Twitter, Instance Show, _T for Terpster. I'm at Scott Johnson. Patrick's out this week, but you can still follow him at Not Patrick. And, of course, Garrett Art for Garrett Weinzerl. Also, more shows like this at Frog Pants. I think I already said that. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye now.
Have a good day.